to Babysitter Granddad by Gene Reagan, illustrated by Lee Wildish. Babysitting a granddad is fun, if you know how. When your granddad rings the doorbell, what should you do? Hide. You might wiggle and want to giggle, but don't yell,
"Granddad!"
Not yet.
Shh. How to stay quiet. Pretend you're a shark waiting for lunch.
Nom nom nom.
Act like a pirate spy.
Arr, me hearties.
Be as still as a lion statue.
Meow.
As soon as your granddad says,
"I give up,"
pop out and shout, "Here I am!
Here I am!"
When your mum and dad leave, pat your granddad's hand and say, "Don't worry, they always come back." Then right away ask him if he's hungry.
Snacks for a granddad. Ice cream topped with cookies. Olives served on fingertips. Anything dipped in ketchup. Cookies topped with ice cream.
That's very good.
After snacks, it's time to take your granddad for a walk. When it's cold, bundle up. When it's sunny, sunscreen up, especially the top of his head. Remember to grab his hand when you cross the street and remind him to look both ways.
What to do on a walk? Step over pavement cracks. Look for lizards, cool rocks, and dandelion puffs. If there's a puddle or a sprinkler, show him what to do.
When you're back at home, have him shut his eyes while you get ready. And then...
How to entertain a granddad. Somersault across the room. Put on a scary play. Show off your muscles.
You may want to have some extra tricks. Granddads always clap for more. Pretty soon, he'll want to join the fun. So play with your granddad too.
How to play with a granddad. March with your drum. Give him a kazoo. Build a pirate cave. Or make sure you can both fit. Watch out for sharks in the water. Don't let your feet touch the floor.
When your granddad says, "Nap time," it's time for his nap. The best way to put him to sleep is to have him read a long book. Over and over and over and... Even if you're sleepy too, babysitters have to stay awake. While he naps, draw a picture for his fridge.
What to draw for a granddad? A pirate shark battle. Your favourite dinosaur. You and your granddad splashing in a puddle.
Then, wake up your granddad.
You might want to try lifting him with your muscles. Tickling his nose and his toes.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Singing "Row, row, row your boat" softly, then louder and louder.
What a dream!
And now ask, "Will Mum and Dad be home soon?" Your granddad will look at the clock and say, "Yikes, soon, very soon." Good babysitters can't leave messes, so turn on some bouncy music and get to work. When you hear your mum and dad, grab your granddad's hand and pull him behind the couch. Show him how to be quiet. Check how to stay quiet. And whisper, "See, granddad, they always come back." Now comes the hardest part. Goodbye time.
How to say goodbye to a granddad. Surprise him with a picture. Give him a hug and a kiss. A hug and a kiss. A hug and a kiss. And ask, when can I babysit you again?